Today's story is selections from In a Dark, Dark Room and Other Scary Stories, retold by Alvin Schwartz. Foreword. Most of us like scary stories because we like feeling scared. When there is no real danger, feeling scared is fun. The best time for these stories is at night, in front of a fire, or in the dark. Tell them slowly and quietly, and everyone will have a good time. The Green Ribbon. Once there was a girl named Jenny. She was like all the other girls, except for one thing. She always wore a green ribbon around her neck. There was a boy named Alfred in her class. Alfred liked Jenny, and Jenny liked Alfred. One day he asked her, "Why do you wear that ribbon all the time?" "I cannot tell you," said Jenny. But Alfred kept asking, "Why do you wear it?" And Jenny would say, "It is not important." Jenny and Alfred grew up and fell in love. One day they got married. After their wedding, Alfred said, "Now that we are married, you must tell me about the green ribbon." "You still must wait," said Jenny. "I will tell you when the right time comes." Years passed. Alfred and Jenny grew old. One day, Jenny became very sick. The doctor told her she was dying. Jenny called Alfred to her side. "Alfred," she said, "now I can tell you about the green ribbon. Untie it, and you will see why I could not tell you before." Slowly and carefully, Alfred untied the ribbon, and Jenny's head fell off. In a dark, dark room. In a dark, dark wood, there was a dark, dark house. And in that dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room. And in that dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark chest. And in that dark, dark chest, there was a dark, dark shelf. And on that dark, dark shelf, there was a dark, dark box. And in that dark, dark box, there was a ghost. The night it rained. It was late at night. I was driving past the cemetery when I saw a boy standing in the rain.
"Do you want to ride home?" I asked.
"Yes, please," he said. "I live on Front Street, next to the school."
I handed him my old sweater.
"It is cold tonight," I said, "and you are wet. You had better put this on."
After that, we did not talk. When we stopped at his house, I said,
"Keep the sweater. I will get it tomorrow. What is your name?"
"Jim," he said. "Thanks for the ride."
I stopped for the sweater the next day. A woman came to the door.
"Is Jim at home?"
I asked.
"I have come to pick up my sweater."
She looked at me in a strange way.
"It must have been another boy," she said. "Jim is our son, but he has been dead for almost a year. He is buried in the cemetery."
I told her how sorry I was, and I left. I didn't know what to think. The next morning, I went to the cemetery. I wanted to see Jim's grave. There, lying across the grave, was my sweater. The end. Where do these stories come from? The Green Ribbon is based on a European folk motif in which a red thread is worn around a person's neck. The thread marks the place where the head was cut off, then reattached. In a Dark, Dark Room is known in England and America. The Night It Rained is based on variants of the widespread folktale, The Ghostly Hitchhiker.